Blog Talk Radio.
You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and the honor. As we lift our hand in worship, as we lift your holy name, you deserve the glory and the honor. As we lift our hands in worship, as we lift your holy name, you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and the honor. As we lift our hands in worship, as we lift your holy name, and you deserve the glory and the honor. As we lift our hands in worship, as we lift your holy name, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There is no one greater than our God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He does miracles. Hallelujah to Jesus. There is no one like our God. Amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Ministry Lane. Amen. Coming to you live from the deep south. Amen. We're here on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to take the opportunity to welcome our listeners, whether by phone or by the web. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today and a service today. And we thank you for allowing us to be a part of your day, because you didn't have to be here today. But we thank God that you're here. Amen. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, Twitter, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're live and on the air. Amen. The message will be coming from Luke, the second chapter today. So while I'm doing the prayer, if you can go ahead, if you have your Bibles, if you're out and about, if you will go back in your own devotional time and read Luke, the second chapter, starting at verse number 4 to verse number 12. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Amen. Father God, we thank you for another day. We thank you for allowing us to see the last Sunday in 2014. Many got close to the door, Lord, even at 11:59 a.m. but did not see this last Sunday of this year. And for that, God, we give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory. For you watched over last night while we slept and we slumbered. Oh, God. And you let death pass on by us, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we give you praise and we give you honor. We glorify your holy name, oh, God, when you're worthy of all our praises, God. For you are great, oh, God, than none like you, God. You are the awesome God, the God of Almighty, the creator of the universe, oh, God. We give you honor. We give you glory. We worship and praise your name. Hallelujah to your name, oh, Father. Glory to God. Father God, as we approaching a new year, Lord, 2015, God. Father God, we pray that you will bless your people in this year, Lord, like never before, God. All over the world, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. We praise you for what you're getting ready to do for your children all over the world, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. 2015. A year for the believer, my God. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We thank you for the supernatural things that you're about to do for your people because you're great and you do miracles. You make ways out of no way, God, and we give you glory for it even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray for the sick and we pray for the shut-in. We pray for those that are behind prayers and bars, oh, God. We pray for comfort, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for peace, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. But we know that peace and comfort only comes through Jesus Christ, oh, God. And they will just call on your holy name, oh, God. Oh, God, we just praise and we worship you, for you are great, oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. You deserve all of our praises, God. Oh, glory, 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 hallelujah to your holy name, oh, God. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance, oh God. We thank you for your love, oh God. Hallelujah, because we could not be here today if it had not been for the love of God. If you had not touched us this morning and woke us up and started us on our way, oh, Father, for that we say thank you for us. Glory to God, we thank you, God, for the roof over our heads, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the food and the clothes and everything that you have given us to us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You're worthy of all our praises, God. Glory, hallelujah. You're worthy of all our praise, for you are great, oh, God. Oh, God, thou art God. Hallelujah to your name, oh, Father. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for everything that Jesus died for us at the cross. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not that we were worthy of it, but you loved us just that much. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, oh, God. For you are worthy of all our praise. Oh, what an awesome God we serve. He's so great. Hallelujah. He's so great. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's so awesome. Hallelujah. He's great. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, Father, we pray for those that are lost. We pray that they come to know the Savior. We pray, Father God, that they will come out of the world of sin and repent of their sin. Change their lives today and come to the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. While they yet still have time, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for every soul that is saved, oh God. To bring glory unto your holy name, God. For you're worthy of all our praise. We give you honor and we give you glory. For you are great. Father, we just praise you, praise you, praise your holy name. All these things we pray in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our God is so great. He's such an awesome God. He's a way-making God. You make a way out of no way for all those that believe and all those that trust in him, all those that are living a righteous and holy life for him. God is so great. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You should be at Luke, the second chapter now. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. I got a reason to praise. I don't know about you, but, Lord, I got a reason to praise. I'm still here. I'm still alive. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. My God. I'm going to begin reading Luke chapter 2, verse number 4, and the word of God reads, "And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child." Great. Hallelujah. "And so it was that while they were there, the day was accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angels of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." Great, great, great. "We shall be to all people," glory to God, "great miracle." Hallelujah. In verse number 11 in Luke, the second chapter, reads, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. A great miracle of the Lord. Great miracle of God, for he is great. Hallelujah to Jesus. The title of our message today is God's Gift to You. God's gift to you. And the Bible just said unto us, the scripture said, verse number 12, "And this shall be a sign unto you," this gift. "You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothing, lying in the manger." God's gift to you was his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Hallelujah, was a gift to the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Christmas season has just passed, the day that was set aside to celebrate the birth of Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus. But Christmas ought to be every day of our lives, that we celebrate the birth, the life, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus. If we could just take a moment and look back at the holiday season, hallelujah to Jesus. Many had many gifts under the tree, all different shapes and sizes. Some may have had high dollar items, and some may have had gifts that was $10 and less under the tree. Hallelujah. Some may have a Lexus with a bow, or maybe a Benz with a big red pretty bow on the front of the vehicle. Some may have a bow on a new house, a box full of money under the tree wrapped up. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. hallelujah. And then there's some that may not even have to give it up under their tree. Hallelujah to Jesus. But I come with a message upon my tongue, glory to God, that God sent forth a gift to the world that don't come under a tree. It's not a material thing, but it's a spiritual thing, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Many of us, hallelujah to Jesus, may have even received this Christmas, glory to God, a recycled gift. Glory to God. You know, it's one of those gifts that you receive from somebody that they didn't put a thought in it. They didn't buy it, but they gave you something that somebody else gave them. Glory to God. But the gift that God gave unto you was not a hallelujah to Jesus. And this gift cost God a big dollar price. Hallelujah to Jesus. That we cannot even understand. We can't even put a price on this gift. Hallelujah to Jesus, but it was not recycled. Hallelujah to Jesus. I was watching TV one day, and it was a commercial, and the lady had recycled a gift. And the lady looked at the gift when she opened it. She said, "Ain't this the same gift that I gave you last year?" We need to be careful when we recycle gifts, because God don't give you anything that's recycled. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We ought to be careful because every gift don't come from God. Hallelujah. The devil will send you a gift, glory to God. From unclean hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. For every reason you recycled the gift, maybe you didn't want it, you didn't like it, glory to God, but you recycled the gift. But I'm so glad that God didn't give us nothing recycled. But he gave us something straight from heaven. It came down 42 generations. He was born through a virgin Mary. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Bible tells us that this gift was wrapped in swaddling clothing. Hallelujah to Jesus. It was wrapped up. Wrapped up in love and wrapped up in peace and wrapped up in hope and wrapped up in forgiveness and grace and mercy, this gift that God sent. He didn't recycle this gift. No. Mm-mm. Hallelujah to Jesus. He had a plan for our salvation. Hallelujah to Jesus. It came straight from heaven. And it was full of love. Recycle gift, not gift of love. It's something that somebody didn't want. But God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son in the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. That all might have life through him. Glory to God. What an awesome, what a great God we serve. That can do a miracle before our very eyes. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible says that he was born through a virgin man. Glory to God. And John tells us, glory, hallelujah. Then Jesus was born, he dwelled among us in the flesh. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The gift of God. God's gift to you was Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. And even now that the Christmas season is over, hallelujah to Jesus. You can't reach people back to the department store to return stuff. They're trying to get a refund. They're trying right now to get a refund for whatever reason. The store's got just many people trying to get money back from the gift that someone gave them for Christmas. Hallelujah to Jesus. But one thing about the gift of God, you can't get a refund on this because you didn't buy it. Glory to God. It didn't cost you anything. Salvation is free. Hallelujah to Jesus. But it cost God a lot. God gave his only begotten son to the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. He sent him forth. Here was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords being born into a world that will reject him. The Bible said they rejected the very world that he created. They rejected him. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. It was costly to the Father. Because Jesus went to the cross. He came to save his people. That's why the Bible tells us, hallelujah to Jesus, that God loved us. That's why he gave us this gift. That's why he gave you the gift. But you got to receive this gift, hallelujah to Jesus. And thank God you can't refund this. Thank God you can't get a refund for it. Glory to God. Because somebody was trying to recycle it. Somebody was trying to get a refund for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He is great. Yes, he is. Hallelujah to Jesus. In the manger. It said they were in the manger with no room. Now, I know that there were many gifts up under this tree. I bet you had so many gifts up under the tree. Did you have room for Jesus? Did you have room for Jesus? The Bible just said even at the day and time of the Lord, they didn't have room. They didn't have room. Do you have room? Will you make room? Glory to God. For him. Hallelujah to Jesus. Everything that you need is in the gift that God has for you. Only comes through Jesus Christ. It's no other way. Glory to God. That you can receive this gift. It's only through him. That's why it tells us a Savior was born in the city of David. Christ the Lord. Will you receive this gift or will you reject the gift? Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, we have people that give and we have those that are takers. Glory to God. You know, the devil will send you a gift. How you like it? If you like a tall, handsome man, he'll send it with a pretty red bow. If you like a fine woman, he'll send it to you with a bow. The devil never sends you anything that you don't like. Glory to God. Many people are taking those gifts from Satan. They take it because they don't want to unwrap the true gift. See, the true gift came from God. God's gift to you was Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. His only son. Hallelujah to Jesus. Nobody don't want to unwrap this gift because they don't want to come out of the world of sin. You have to come out of the world of sin to receive this gift. You got to be willing to repent of your sin, change your life, and live for Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. If you would just unwrap all that sin and get rid of it, like lying and backbiting, throw money, stealing, lying and cheating, in relationships that are unnatural. If we would unwrap the true gift, so many people are unwrapping the gift of Satan and he just giving gifts everywhere because you're being a partaker. You're taking a gift that's not from God. God sent his only son that you might have life in him. The gift was given. Will you receive it? Will you receive this gift? It's up to you. It's up to you. You have a choice to receive his gift or you can see the gifts of the world because the thing that you may have had under your tree, even after you opened the gift, yeah, you was excited, but after a while, it dwindled down. You had a little joy there for a minute. But if you unwrap this true gift that God has given unto you, you will have joy, peace, love, and happiness. Not sometimes, all the time. You can just call on the name of Jesus because he hears the cries of the people. Hallelujah to Jesus. God's gift to you was out of love. It was full of love. But many people don't want it. See, one thing about that recycled gift and that refined gift, hallelujah to Jesus, it ain't no sacrifice. What you say? What you mean, preacher, ain't no sacrifice? Because you ain't paid nothing for it.
But see, when God sent forth his gift to you, it was a sacrifice. And it was a pure, perfect sacrifice for our sin. For the Bible tells us that it wasn't by no goats or no calf, but it was by the blood of Jesus. Now, laying in his manger, hallelujah to Jesus. Here he was, laying in his manger. He came for the world. Good God Almighty. He came for the whole world. This gift is for anybody. In a certain group of people, that ain't just for my family. It ain't just for my children and my grandchildren, but this gift is for everybody. Everybody that receives it. Everybody that wants it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Is that, if you want it, you really want this gift? That's a spiritual thing. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's not a thing on the tree now. It's not. There's none of that. There ain't none of that stuff on your tree. But it's the love of God. It's an everlasting love that many don't understand. Because they didn't have to pay the price for it. Because, see, love says it's a sacrifice. When I give to somebody, it's a sacrifice. Now, somebody may have gotten a gift this year. It might not cost very much. But you don't know what they did. They may have asked God, how can I give them something? Tell me what to give them. And they sacrifice out of love. Glory to God. That's why Jesus said, hallelujah, that the lady in the Bible, glory to God, gave everything she had. It was a sacrifice. God gave a gift to us. It was everything that he had. He gave it all his son. Glory to God. For our salvation. Glory to God. In this, in a manger. You know, he didn't come in a palace. He wasn't born in a palace. He was in a stable with animals and laying upon hay. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. But wrapped up in all of that was the Son of God. The Son of God that will be crucified for the world. Glory to God. What an awesome God we serve. He's so great. That he already had a plan for our salvation. That he sent it forth through a seed, my God. Hallelujah to Jesus. It was costly. It was a sacrifice. You said, well, preacher, why you keep saying it was a sacrifice and it was costly? Because of all the stuff that Jesus went through. Now, when he went to the cross, glory to God, he took beatings. He was nailed to the cross, his hands and feet, the crown of thorns on his head. He was pierced in his flesh, glory to God. He was lied on, glory to God. He was spit upon, he was slapped, he was mocked. That was costly. And he shed his blood. That was costly. Hallelujah. I don't know nobody that would give me that type of gift. Glory to God. Do you know anybody that would do that for you? That would give you that type of gift of love. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. That he loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son into the world. And it was a costly gift. Hallelujah to Jesus. For the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift to God to you is free. And this gift came through the birth, the life, and the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Glory, hallelujah. This is our eternal gift. Can't nobody take it? Can't nobody steal it? Glory to God. Once you get it, glory to God. God sent forth his son. Hallelujah to Jesus. God gives to you a gift of love. Hallelujah to Jesus. Will you receive this gift today? Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. God's gift to you is his son who died upon the cross that you might have life. If you have not received this gift, if you have not received this love, hallelujah to Jesus. Today is the day. Hallelujah. That you need to receive the gift. Don't reject this gift. Tomorrow is not promised to anybody. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. receive this gift. Glory, hallelujah. If you don't know the Lord, hallelujah to Jesus, if you will say this prayer for me, with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible believing church, get your Bible and begin to read it, develop your relationship with God, and leave me a message on Facebook and let me know that you have given your life to Christ today. Welcome to the body of Christ. God is so great, and he does so many miracles. Hallelujah to Jesus. You have to receive him for yourself, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. Nobody, the preacher, nobody can do it for you but you. You have to receive the gift of God for yourself. Hallelujah to Jesus. We do hope and pray that something was said here today that you will realize and know that the true gift came from above. And that gift is Jesus Christ. He was the gift that was lying in the manger for the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't be like they were back in that day and miss it. Hallelujah to Jesus, because he's soon to return, and we must be ready for his return. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I hope you did tune in today to the Pathetic Corner with Prophetess Martha today. Hallelujah. Don't forget Tuesday night with One Word from the Lord with the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Minister, Prophetess Javon. Also, just a reminder, Friday night prayer coming up this Friday, January the 2nd. You want to be a part of that. That's at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. You can go to Prophetess Wild Facebook page, amen, and get more information on that. And also, don't forget Saturday show with Elder Evangelist Askew Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, amen, every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. And I'm going to go ahead and do our benediction. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever, amen. Be blessed. Have a great week. If you have to work, be careful and be safe. During the New Year holiday, we wish you and your family a happy New Year. Be blessed. Meet you here next week at the same time, at the same place here on Block Talk Radio. Have a good day.